Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back once again. Alongside Tom Betts, I'm Bob Geary. Abby DeMar's back at the studio. We're welcoming you to game number two tonight. In game one, the Crusaders fell to the Lamar's Bulldogs 50-46, handing the Crusaders their first loss of the season. Crusaders fall to 12-1. Well, the Lamar's Bulldogs improves to 12-3 on the season. A great effort, a strong comeback by the Bulldogs there to grab that win. So we set stage now, Thomas, for game number two. As you're listening to the Verity Group pregame show, Wilma's Do Best Hardware, Ward Electric, Tri-State Dental Care, Sterling Computers, Fitch and Staley Law Offices, and Action Coach XL Edge join Verity Group as our pregame sponsors. And boy, it's never easy when you take on the Bulldogs.
No, and there's certain games where you just throw the records out. Talking to MOC Coach Lauren DeYoung today, and we were kind of talking about that. It's like, you know, there's just certain games. They had West Lyon tonight, and I said, yeah, we got Lamar's, and what do you think? And he says, well, Lamar's Heelan's kind of like us in West Lyon. He says, just throw the records out, doesn't matter. You're going to get their best, I'm expecting a good game just like we had up at Lamar's, even though, you know, the Crusaders eventually just expanded that lead up in Lamar's the first time around. They've got a new coach this year. Dave Irwin retired after seems like three decades at the helm of Lamar's. And that was an early season game for Lamar's. So I'm real interested to see how much they've improved since then. And Crusaders, we've been struggling, but just haven't been clicking on all cylinders, the boys have. I know the second half down at Norris on Saturday played a tough loss to a very good team, but two losses last week, one to the East Ab Black Raiders. Very hard-earned win up at North High School against the Stars. Crusaders are going to have to come out and play tonight. One guy that's really been playing well as of late, though, is Bo Chamberlain,
yeah.
You know, Bo's just kind of found his groove, and really probably playing the best basketball of his four-year varsity career.
You'd really like to see Sean Schaefer get back on track here. Yeah. Sean's had some really rough nights shooting the ball here as of late, and we know he's capable of a lot more than that. And, again, I think the key to this team is just team production outside of, you know, we know Matt Knoll's going to get his, 22 points a game or whatever, but getting the other guys involved and getting that going. And again, it's always a tussle here. This is a Lamar team that, quite honestly, is a little bit of a rebuilding mode. They'll start three juniors and two seniors tonight. But it's a team that these kids have been brought up very fundamentally sound. And this is going to be a ball game. And it always is when you take on the Bulldogs. So we should have a good one in game number two. And Crusaders, again, kind of struggled at times with North on Friday. Had a little bit up and down. Norris is the number one rated Class B team in Nebraska. So, again, when you look at the four losses that the Crusaders have had, they've gotten beaten by very, very good basketball teams. But as you and I mentioned, right now, they just need to take that next step. And it's a time of the year, as you're moving close to February, where you need to take that next step.
And again, we've got five seniors in that starting lineup. This is a senior-dominated team. I would challenge those seniors to step up and say, listen, we're in the home stretch here, and it's time for us to make valiant improvement every night out and get really some solid wins.
Again, our pregame is brought to you by Verity Group, Wilma's Do Best Hardware, Ward Electric, Tri-State Dental Care, Sterling Computers, Fitch and Staley Law Offices, and Action Coach XL Edge. We're going to take it back to studio and hear again from some of our great sponsors that we appreciate so much that allow us the privilege of bringing you Bishop Heelan Athletics here on Catholic Radio. When we come back, we'll take a peek at starting lineups and get ready for game number two. It's Crusader basketball tonight on 88.1 FM.
We would like to thank our friends Brad and Jean Mollett and their family for their continued support of Catholic Radio and Bishop Heelan Catholic Schools. Mollett Industrial Group is a proud supporter of your Catholic Radio 88.1.
At Tri-State Dental Care, you'll be part of our family. For four generations, serving the Tri-State area, Dr. Jeff Reinking, Dr. Amber Wisner, and Dr. Robert Marks. Tri-State Dental Care, care for the health and beauty of your smile. Contact our Dakota Dunes Dental Office to schedule your complimentary consultation. You can call 605-242-7123. 605-242-7123.
Hi, I'm Matt Sentions with the Knights Columbus Insurance at 712-880-1188, serving the Catholic families in the Sioux City, Danbury, Ida Grove, and Denison areas with long-term care insurance, life insurance, disability income insurance, as well as retirement and legacy planning. Contact me today at 712-880-1188 to find out how the Knights Columbus Insurance can help protect you and your family.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And once again, welcome back, everyone, to the Verity Group LLC pregame show. Our other pregame sponsors, Wilma Steel Best Hardware, Ward Electric, Tri-State Dental Care, Sterling Computers, Fitch and Staley Law Offices, and Action Coach XL Edge. On your Security National Bank starting lineups tonight, it's going to look like this for the Lamar's Bulldogs. They stand 4-9 on the season, coached by Cody Deerkup. The lineup looks like this. Number five, Tegan Castle. Tegan is a senior, averages 3.1 points a game. Tate Murphy, a junior, averages 6.5 points a game. Drew Gallis is their leading scorer. He's a senior, averages 10 points a game. Carter Baumgartner, a junior, averages 5.5 a game. And Ethan Utesh, another junior, averages 3.6 points a game. And this is a team that will typically play 9 to 10 players, and they're all going to score between 3 and 10 points. Again, it was really a team effort for the Lamar's Bulldogs. They averaged 51 points a game. They shoot it inside the arc at 42%, outside the arc at 36%, and from the free throw line at 57%. Bishop Heelan Crusaders, the coach, of course, coached by Matt Hahn. Their starting lineup looks like this for the 8-4 Crusaders. Brady Schultz, again, an all-senior lineup. Brady Schultz, a 6-foot point guard, averages 4.5 points a game. Quinn Olson, they do everything. Forward averages 11.3 points a game. Sean Schaefer, the 6-foot small forward, at 7.1 points a game. Matt Knoll at 6'8". Averages 22.8 points a game. Again, he's one of the leading scorers in the state of Iowa. And rounding out that starting lineup is Bo Chamberlain, who saw that scoring average really climb here as of late. Bo's averaging just under 9 points a game. You also see a lob from Charlie Bondreiger, the 6'5" junior off the bench. Charlie averages about 4 points a game. Crusaders average 63 points a game. They shoot an outstanding 56% inside the arc, 32% beyond the arc, and 60% from the free throw line. You'd like to see them improve that three-point number and that free throw number both a little bit, Tom. And been very efficient inside the arc.
Yeah, we don't shoot better free throws. Because I think we're getting guys that are good shooters up there, but it's been a season of inconsistency at the free throw line.
So once again, your starting lineups for the Crusaders: be Schultz, Olson, Schaefer, Knoll, and Chamberlain. For the Bulldogs, Castle, Murphy, Gallis, Baumgartner, and Utesh. They are your starting lineups for tonight's ball game, brought to you by Security National Bank. We're going to send it back to studio to Abby DeMars to hear some more from some of our great sponsors. When we come back, we'll set the stage for game number two, as we're just about 2.5 minutes shy of starting lineups and opening tip. It's Crusader basketball here on Catholic Radio.
Lightform Technologies originated in Siouxland in 1986 and has been changing the way to build ever since. As energy prices continue to rise, builders and owners choose Lightform daily. Lightform Technologies provides a strong, energy-efficient, wind- and fire-resistant building envelope perfect for home, school, commercial, or other new construction. Learn more by visiting our website or contacting our office. Lightform Technologies, the best way to build. Lightform is a proud supporter of Siouxland Catholic Radio and Bishop Heelan High School Athletics.
Mills Shellhammer, Pitts & Associates. Going with a local independent agency means that they will take the time to understand your situation and budget. Let Mills Shellhammer, Pitts & Associates discuss your options and design something that is right for you. Located at 117 Pierce Street, Sioux City, Mills Shellhammer, Pitts Associates, a proud sponsor of Catholic Radio.
New Crib Inspection is a locally owned and operated company supporting our clients with an unbiased opinion in real estate inspections. We take pride in knowing our industry and take the responsibility in providing our clients with service, knowledge, and professionalism. Call us today for your inspection, 712-301-2121, newcrib.com.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And a big thanks once again to the outstanding pet brand here at Bishop Helin as they've kept the crowd entertained here as we're both teams that are finishing their final shots of the pregame and getting ready to for our starting lineups here on the basketball floor. Tom, give you a chance to kind of push the envelope one more time on the auction.
Well, we have our auction. It's going to be a ship theme, sailing for 75 years. And so this is our 75th year at Helin. The auction is Friday, April 5th. It'll be here, right here in the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. We got some great chair couples from each one of our schools picked out. They're doing a great job. And then also we still have a day left in our car raffle. If anyone's interested in buying a car raffle ticket, so help support all the diocesan schools. Reach out to me. Go to the diocesan website. I deliver usually with a Coca-Cola. I've delivered a lot of Cokes this week.
That's good to hear.
Who doesn't like a Coke?
Yeah, a McDonald's Coke, of all things. On the floor right now, the Bishop Helin home crowd and is honoring Matt Knoll as he has etched himself as one of the 1,000-point scorers here in Sioux City, and that's a very quality list of players that have went through the ranks here of scorers in Sioux City, and Matt's been just an outstanding player for the Crusaders, and again, he notched his 1,000th point when they played Sioux City North last Friday, and the unique night is Stanley and Noel both hit the 1,000-point barrier, so congratulations, Matt Noel, job well done, as he's honored with the game ball for his 1,000th point, as the crowd gives him a nice ovation here. And we're getting ready for starting lineups once again. The lineups look like this. For the Crusaders, it'll be Schultz, Olsen, Schaefer, Knoll, and Chamberlain. For the Bulldogs, it'll be, get my notes here, it'll be Castle, Murphy, Gallus, Baumgartner, and Utesh for the Bulldogs. We're going to take it back to the studio for two more ads. When we come back, we'll have opening tip. It's Crusader basketball here on Catholic Radio.
Central Bank, Sioux City and Storm Lake, we make it happen. That's the nature of being part of the Central Bank. Our small town roots and dedication to the communities we serve push us to help our customers and communities to accomplish great things. We're family owned and decisions are made locally. Whether it's a mortgage, a small business loan, operating funds for an ag operation, or a new checking account, our people go above and beyond to make Central Bank work for you and the community we all live in. We've been around for a long, long time. That's Central Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Missouri Valley Land and Cattle Consultants started up in 1987 by Mike and Virgin. They specialized in buying and selling cattle. You can reach Michael Vischer at 712-251-4232. They're located in Dakota Dunes, South Dakota.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And a big welcome to all you tuning in tonight for doubleheader basketball from the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. Always entertaining when Lamar's and Helin hook it up, and certainly was the case in the first game as the Bulldogs came in and upset the Crusaders, handing them their first loss in the girls' game, 50-46 with... a furious second-half rally that saw them coming back from 16-point down to get the win. So here we go. We're ready to tip it off. Crusaders moving right to left on your radio dial, and they're going to control the opening tip. It belongs to the Crusaders. As Sean Schaefer's going to bring it between the circles. Gets it high post into, way too easy. A high post entry from Quinn Olson to Matt Knoll. Easy bucket for the Crusaders to get things going here. Crusaders are going to throw a little full-court pressure on the Bulldogs, but they break it. Now they're going to set the offense up. Tegan Castle, the senior, is going to run the show out there in front as he spins it in, and they try to get inside to Drew Gallus. Gallus loses it out of bounds, so turnover by the Bulldogs on their first possession.
Yeah, so far so good. Don't know how long the Bulldogs are going to be able to try to go man-to-man with Matt Knoll inside the post.
Tonight's first quarter brought to you by Fibercom and Mills, Shalmer, Pitts & Associates as Bo Chamberlain misses a little 16-foot jumper, rebounded by the Bulldogs, and they push it up quickly, try and kick it inside to Gallus, and once again they turn it over. So two possessions, two turnovers for the Bulldogs, definitely trying to establish the inside game with trying to find Drew Gallus inside. Here come the Crusaders now. Running a little Sean Schaefer at point tonight. He kicks it high right wing to Quinn Olson. They kick it inside, and we're going to see a foul called as Schultz fed Matt Knoll. And Baumgartner is going to be whistled for the foul. Carter Baumgartner, Crusader common foul. Crusaders will inbound under their own basket. There's Matt Knoll getting it on. Nice inbounds play. Matt's got four. Crusaders up 4-0 here early on, 6:45. Crusaders showing man-to-man pressure as they have numbers. Good hustle by Sean Schaefer to come up and break the two-on-one up. Now the Crusaders have numbers as Matt Knoll's going to drive, spins, goes in the lane. He's going to get two free throws there, kind of forcing the issue there, and the Bulldogs bailed him out. He's going to shoot two.
Yeah, Matt Knoll, four. Lamar's nothing, minute and a half into this game, and they're calling that on the floor. Okay. Thought he might be shooting free throws.
Foul's going to be whistled on Drew Gallus. It was on the spin, so Crusaders inbound under their own bucket here. 6:32 to go in the first quarter. They kick it in high to Quinn Olson. Gives it back to Matt. Matt, three-pointer, faked it. Thought about Quinn inside. Now they get it to Quinn. Left block, nice spin, moving bucket. Really nicely done by Quinn Olson.
I think Lamar's is... defensive game plan is not working out. They're giving up point blank shots to the Crusaders early on, and they haven't got any shots of their own.
Crusaders showing a little full court pressure. We haven't seen that much this year. Bulldogs now on the offense. It's Hosang with the ball. He drives in. He's just checked into the ball game. Bo Chamberlain with the steal gives it up to Schaefer. Schaefer takes it right to the heart of it and gets the bucket there.
Good take. 8-0 Crusaders early on. Great start, just what we needed.
Little 1-2-1-1 full court pressure as the Bulldogs break it. They kick it right corner. There's an open three and good. So that's a good way to squelch things as that's number 13, Tate Murphy, with the three from the corner. 8-3 Crusaders here. Tonight's corporate sponsors are Fibercom and Mills, Shalmer, Pitts & Associates for quarter number one. Matt Knoll with the ball up high, trying to run a little pick game to get Quinn Olson freed up. He gets it over on the left block, spins, kicks a corner. Schaefer's three-pointer off the mark, and in the backcourt it's going to be a foul on Quinn Olson. The kind of fouls you got to avoid, Tom.
Yeah, exactly. We're getting a Pierce Conley and checking in for Quinn Olson and Brady Schultz. Here comes Kason Thomas as well.
Staber Meats, the Sioux City Bandits, Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, Sioux Body Shop, Sneaky's Chicken, and the Bargain Center. Join Fibercom and Mills, Shalmer, Pitts & Associates as your first quarter sponsors. And the Crusaders force the turnover on the inbounds there.
Yeah, they
with the full court pressure, I think maybe it's caught Lamar's a little off. Off kilter there. I don't know if they were expecting that. So there's Chamberlain with the ball now. Schaefer in the corner. Pump fakes. Drives in. Double pumps. Loses it. But Kason Thomas is there for the rebound. Gives it back to Chamberlain. Chamberlain misses a short one. Gets his own rebound. Puts it back up and misses that. And finally it's brought down by Gallus for Lamar's. Here comes Lamar's kicking it up. Hussing with the ball. Drives in the lane. Drops down. Good little pass. Yeah. Good little finish there by Ethan Utesh.
And Lamar's answers that 8-0 start with a 5-0 run of their own.
Matt Knoll drives in. Little finger rolls off the mark. Utesh with the rebound. So here come the Bulldogs. They trail by three, 8-5, 4:33 to go here in quarter number one. They kick it right corner now. And that's Murphy with the ball. Skips it across court. It's Baumgartner. Baumgartner feeds inside. Drew Gallus working against Chamberlain. Drew backs in, puts it up, and puts it in.
Well, it was just 8-0 is now 8-7. Quinn Olson and Charlie Von Drager at the bench ready to check in.
Matt Knoll with the ball. Right wing picks his dribble up. Goes up high to Chamberlain. Now spins it over to Kaysen Thomas. Corner, Pierce Conley. Pierce is going to dribble out. Spins it. Reverses. They've got Thomas in the left corner. Went to throw it inside and kind of miscommunication there. Turnover as Matt Knoll wasn't ready for it. Here comes the Bulldogs with a chance to take the lead. And a 7-0 run here after falling behind 8-0 to start the game. Hosang with the long three is in and out. That looked pretty good
there.
That
was a pretty looking shot.
And he's got good three-point shooting stats on the air. Here come the Crusaders now. 3:28 to go in your first quarter. Pierce Conley, three-pointer from the corners off the mark. Kaysen Thomas with his second offensive board of the night. Gives the Crusaders a second chance here. They're going to kick it back out to Schaefer. Kaysen Thomas drives into the lane. Good move by Kaysen and good finish there by the sophomore.
Great little take. Kaysen, that's one thing about Kaysen. He knows his strengths. It's offensive rebounding and attacking the basket.
Crusaders are going to pull back from that man-to-man or from that full-court pressure there. Half-court man here. Kaysen Thomas now is guarding Baumgartner out high. Hosang with a nice backdoor cut. Missed the layup. Nice rebound there by Pierce Conley. Here come the Crusaders up 10-7. They kick it up and throw it away. Kind of a sloppy turnover there as the Crusaders misconnected between Schaefer and Thomas. And Bulldogs will have the ball here with 2:44 to go. In a quick first quarter, Crusaders up 10-7. Again, corporate sponsors, Fibercom, Mills, Shalmer, Pitts & Associates, Join, Staber Meats, the Sioux City Bandits, Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, Sioux Body Shop, Sneaky's Chicken, and the Bargain Center as your first quarter sponsors. With the ball, it's Greckman. Again, they've went deep into that lineup already. It's Brownwiller with the ball. They kick it over to Utesh. Little high pick and roll, extra step there. There's going to be a travel whistle.
That was the old four-stepper.
Turnover Bulldogs. And again, the Bulldogs have already went 9 deep. Here come the Crusaders, 10-7 lead. As Matt Knoll is going to bring it across the timeline. Bulldogs are staying in the man-to-man defense. There's Kaysen Thomas up high left. Kicks it over to Charlie Von Drager. Charlie hands back to Pierce Conley. Pierce with a nice drive. Couldn't get the finish. Charlie keeps the ball alive. Now he's got an open three. Knock it down, Charlie. It's off the mark. Rebounder by Pierce Conley. Nice job on the offensive board by the Crusaders. Quinn drives in. Kaysen. Now Matt Knoll. Open three. Off the mark. And there's another rebound.
This reminds me of a game we just watched.
That was Quinn Olson getting that last rebound. This will be the fourth opportunity to score here. There's been three offensive rebounds on this possession alone. As it's Quinn Olson, left wing. Quinn's going to drive into the lane, rise up, and he's going to be hacked in the act and shoot two. So good possession for the Crusaders. Going to put Quinn Olson to the line to shoot a pair. 1:25 to go here in quarter number one. Heelan 10, Lamar 7 as Olson goes to the line to shoot a couple. Quinn on the air, just a 54% free throw shooter.
Yeah.
First free throw, it was in.
Used all the rim on that one.
We'll take that. Checking into the ball game for the Crusaders will be Carson McInerney.
And Coach Hahn looks like he's set to play a few bodies tonight. As he's gone 9 deep as well.
And Brady Schultz returns as Olson misses the second free throw. 1 for 2 there, leads at 4, 11-7. The biggest lead of the night was 8-0 Crusaders. Lamar's responded with a 7-0 run, and since then it's been kind of back and forth as Quinn Olson gets the steal, took it away from Dreckman, went in and got the dunk. Quinn's turned into quite the dunking machine here
he
as of late.
He absolutely has. Is Dreckman just, he struggles against pressure like that. Is Lamar's will continue to run their little five-out motion weave, and
They kick it up high to Baumgartner. He drives into the heat of the heart of the Crusader defense and gets a nice finish there. Carter Baumgartner, the junior, with the deuce there. 13-9 Crusaders. 40 seconds left on the play clock. 27 left on the game on the shot clock. Charlie Von Drager, open three, is off the mark. And the Bulldogs now, with the shot clock off, are going to have an opportunity here if they want to hold for one final shot here. Crusaders up 4, 13-9. 23 seconds and running here. As they're going to dribble it out front, it's Tegan Castle, the point guard with the ball, is working against Matt Knoll. He's given up about 7 inches in this matchup there. Dreckman with the ball up high. The little high post entry there to Brown Miller. Now the hand back to Castle, and his three-pointer was way off the mark.
Don't think that was the possession that Lamar's wanted, but again, they withstood an early storm from Helan, and we got another game, Coach.
We got one in the books here. Quarter number one, 13-9, Crusaders with a four-point lead. Big thanks once again to FiberCom, Mills, Shalmer, Pitts & Associates, Staber Meats, the Sioux City Band, the Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, Sioux Body Shop, Sneaky's Chicken, and the Bargain Center. On your Security National Bank scoreboard, Crusaders up 4, 13-9. We'll be back after this 30-second spot for quarter number two.
In banking, as in life, we think details matter. That's why we dress the part, strive to do the right thing, dot the I's, cross the T's, and take care of all the little things that affect the big picture. At Security National Bank, we believe the small stuff can make a big difference, no matter where you are on your financial journey. Security National Bank. Everything matters.
Barkley Asphalt of Sioux City provides for all of your asphalt and gravel needs. We supply top-quality products to both big and small businesses. With our team, you will always receive excellent customer service. To find out more about Barkley Asphalt, you can call 712-255-1848.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Welcome back, everyone, as we get ready to start quarter number two. It'll be Lamar's with the ball as Tegan Castle drives in, hands back. There's an elbow jumper a little bit short there. That was Tate Murphy coming up short on it. Crusaders with a four-point lead as we hit stanza number two. And have the
and
ball
now, back to your Crusader Sports.
By Lifeforms, as well as Keller Williams real estate agent, Tammy Bertrand. Crusaders working against that Lamar's man-to-man defense. Charlie Von Drager, left corner, a little bit flat and off the mark. Nice rebound there by Drew Gallus. And here come the Bulldogs. They'll push it across the timeline. Tate Murphy with the ball working left wing. Kicks it over to Castle. As Tegan looks back over at the coach's staff and gets his play there. A little high pick. Tegan's going to drive it right in the heart, and he's going to get two free throws there. As that might be foul number two on Quinn Olson. Nope, they're going to call that on Brady Schultz.
Do they have... Okay.
And that's going to put Tegan Castle to the line. The only starter that has not yet scored, the point guard. He'll shoot two here. 13-9, first free throw is good. And he'll get one more on the season. Tegan is a 42% free throw shooter, so this is not necessarily his strong point, but he knocks that first one down. He'll get one more here, 13-10 Crusaders. Second free throw is good as well, 2 for 2. 13-11, 7-12 to go here on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Crusaders with possession number two of the second quarter. Schultz with the ball working against Castle. High post entry to Quinn. Skips it to McInerney. Now they're going to spin it right back to Quinn Olson, working high right wing. Quinn's going to go one-on-one, spin move, finger roll, good.
Nice move by Quinn Olson. Again, nice spin move, and his strength just got him to the hole.
Spin to win. Seven points for Quinn Olson, lead all scorers. There's Brady Schultz with a block on Castle's jump shot. They kick it inside now. It's Utesh. Kicks it back out, and there's a double dribble there. Nice defense by the Crusaders. A couple sophomores on the, or a couple juniors on the floor, and Von Drager and McInerney. Now they'll check out, but good minutes by those two. Crusaders with a four-point lead and the ball with 6:31 to go here in quarter number two on your Security National Bank scoreboard. On the floor, it's going to be Chamberlain, Schultz, Olson, Noel and Schaefer, your original starting lineup. There's a clear out for Quinn Olson. Good left-handed layup coming in on the right side. Beautiful play there. They just cleared everything out to the left side and left Quinn go one-on-one.
And that's a big mismatch there, I believe, for in our favor.
Baumgartner with the ball, kicks it corner Castle. Trying to run a little spin offense off the high post. Now they're going to reverse it back to the right side. Hojiang with the ball, working cross court. A nice defense by Matt Noel to cut him off there. With the ball is Baumgartner. 6 seconds left in the shot clock here. Going to have to make something happen. Utech fade away, 15-footer actually. Got a pretty good shot there considering the situation. Crusaders up six. Matt Noel now drives. He gets checked, kicks back outside. Quinn thought about the three, decides against it. Brady Schultz, left wing. Now Quinn Olson high. He's got Matt Noel posted up inside. Couldn't find him there. Sean Schaefer instead is going to drive, goes up, and gets a basket.
Yeah, great take by Sean Schaefer. And, again, Sean needs to get back in that scoring column for us a little bit.
6-2 run here to start the second quarter. He's got the Crusaders up by eight. That matches their biggest lead of the night. Bulldogs working. That's Baumgartner spinning into the lane and got a nice finish there. Went off that left wing, took it into the paint, spun back and got the bucket. He's got four. Leads back to six. 19-13 Crusaders. 4:54 to go here in your second quarter. Schultz kicks it right side. They had Quinn over on a clear out again on that right side, and he's going to take it right at UTEP. This time the left-handed layup didn't go, and here come the Bulldogs trying to cut back into that lead. UTEP tried to hit him inside. Quinn saved the ball, but saved it in a bad spot.
Yeah.
You don't want to save it under their basket.
Nope, that's the old one of the first things they teach you. But great hustle play.
Great, absolutely. Tate Murphy with that finish. That lead now was eight. Now it's four. 19-15. Nice move by Sean Schaefer. Missed it. Got his own rebound and put it right back up. Really quality move. Good to see Sean getting after it offensively. He's got six. 21-16. Halfway through quarter number two. Nice little release there. Yeah. Not very good defense by the Crusaders.
No help D there, and that is a timeout. LaMarche?
Utesh with the pick and roll and got the slip, and we got a full timeout on the floor, and so we're going to take one with you with 3:56 to go here in second quarter. It's the Crusaders 21, the Bulldogs 17. We'll be right back.
With Dave Pepin, buying and selling real estate is a stress-free process. Dave has helped more than 700 families with their most valuable asset for over a decade. Dave is not only consistently one of Siouxland's most accomplished and trusted realtors, but he is a Catholic man, a fourth degree Knight of Columbus, and your Ramsey trusted agent in the Siouxland area. With Dave Pepin, you have a friend you can trust with all of your real estate needs. Visit DavePepin.com or call 712-635-5945.
Bulk Brothers, being in business for so long, has given us the opportunity to expand our horizons with the addition of home improvement services. Not only are we specialists in your home plumbing, we are an expert kitchen and bathroom remodeling team. Bulk Brothers offers additional outdoor services such as sprinkler systems, ponds, and more. If you have any questions, you can call 712-258-3388. Thank you, Bulk Brothers, for supporting Siouxland Catholic Radio.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Welcome back, everyone. Tonight's second quarter brought to you by Light Forms and Keller Williams Real Estate Agent Tammy Bertrand, along with Schramm Electric Service Master, Siouxland, Rubber Docky, Queen of Peace, Trinity Heights, Plymouth County, Right to Life, Barkley Asphalt, and Dr. Ryan Meese of CNOS. Crusaders with the ball and the lead, 21-17. As they spin around, high post entry to Quinn, back to Bow. Bow open three is in and out, and the rebound is going to be corralled by the Bulldogs as Drew Gals grabs that rebound. Bulldogs push it quickly up the floor, kick it outside to Brown Miller. He decides against it. Now he's going to set the offense between the circles. Brown Miller is going to work against Matt Noel. Double high post there. They run a little back pick. Matt Noel reads that, steps in, gets the steal. He's going to go coast to coast and put it in and get fouled. Foul's going to be called on Ethan Utesh.
Yep.
That's Ethan's first. It's going to put Matt Noel to the line to shoot a pair here. 21-17, 3:11 to go here in quarter number two.
Again, after a loss, and it seems like the crowd's kind of dwindled out. Maybe went to Burger King or something.
Enjoying the warm weather, I think.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
Matt knocks that first free throw down on the night. The Crusaders are two for three from the charity stripe, while Lamar's is two for two. Second free throw is up and good as well, as Matt Knoll now with six gets both free throws to fall. Crusaders back up by six, 23-17, 3:07 to go here in the second quarter. Bulldogs, nice ball movement. They get a short look there. Carter Baumgartner had about an 8-footer from inside the paint, just couldn't get it to fall. Crusaders got the rebound. Quinn Olson brought it all the way down, put it up, missed it, tipped it over, and Bo Chamberlain's able to get the finish there. So Bo's on the board with the deuce.
A lot of our offense coming off offense rebounds.
Crusaders with an edge inside. There's a nice-looking three-point by Hoisang for the Bulldogs. Wendling Hoisang, a senior, that's his first points of the night. Cuts that lead back to five, 25-20. Crusaders have had the ability to get up eight, but it seems like Lamar's answers every time that happens. A little high post pick action going here. They get a little pop action for Matt Knoll. Matt's going to drive in. Eurostep puts it up, and they're going to call the travel. Really not sure that's a travel in today's game.
No doubt about it. But, again, Lamar just keeps hanging around a little bit.
Schramm Electric, Service Master, Siouxland, Rubber Docky, Queen of Peace, Trinity Heights, Plymouth County, Right to Life, Barkley Asphalt, and Dr. Ryan Misasinos joins Lightforms and Tammy Bertrand of Carter Keller Williams Real Estate Agent as our sponsors. Nice ball movement, and once again, the Bulldogs get it in tight and way too deep there is Drew Gallus.
Gallus loves that little base, that little jump hook from that side of the block.
Little 5-0 run by Lamar's. Again, they trailed by eight just a minute ago, and now they're down by three, 25-22. It's been kind of the pattern tonight. As the Crusaders try and kick it inbounds, and it's going to be stolen by Lamar's. They try to feed it into Quinn Olson, and the ball's taken away. Here come the Bulldogs now, 1:22 left in quarter number two. It's going to be Brown Miller with the ball, working the offense, goes off the high pick, gets in, nothing going, kicks it back to Baumgartner. Now they kick to the corner, and turnover for turnover as Lamar's turns it over, trying to swing it into the left corner. Checking into the ball game is Tate Murphy for the Bulldogs. Checking back in for the Crusaders is Sean Schaefer. So Crusaders are back to that original starting lineup. Schaefer gets it right corner. He drives, kicks back to, and they spin it all the way to the left side. I thought for a second there that Schultz was going to take the three, but instead he kicked it over, and now the ball's loose in the lane.
Great hustle play by Lamar's. Got on the floor. They got the timeout. They'll maintain possession.
Just a 30-second timeout, so we'll kind of set the stage here as we get close to halftime. 49.5 seconds to go on your Security National Bank scoreboard. It's the Crusaders holding on to a 25-22 lead. The Crusaders have had leads of eight three different times this evening, and each time the Bulldogs have had an answer, and
they
just keep hanging around, Thomas.
Yes, they do, and I mean, it seems it's very similar to what we saw in the first game. Lamar's just kind of hung around, and the Crusaders really just not in sync offensively. I don't know what the answer is.
Well, really, the answer has been on the board. So they've been able to get a lot of second and third shot opportunities, and that's really kept them into the ball games. Initially, they're obviously trying to do some high-low post. Quinn Olson's had some luck grabbing it on the perimeter and taking it to the hole, but Crusaders are going to come out of the timeout and once again go to that full-court pressure, a little diamond look, 1-2-1-1 as Lamar's gets it in and quickly moves it up the court. So they solve the riddle of the press, and now they're going to set the offense up with Cole Brownmiller working at that point guard position. Little high post set for the Bulldogs as Drew Gallus gets it, kicks it back over to Susan Mill. Now Hoseng Little fadeaway jumper is off the mark and rebounded by Bo, and that's going to
probably give us the last shot of the half.
Absolutely. Shot clock is off. 13 seconds left in the half. Crusaders up three, 25-22. Little high post to Schultz. Now he kicks it into Quinn Olson. Nice backdoor cut by Schaefer. He's going to get the and one. Really nice set there.
Yeah, great set. Again, great way to end this half. 4.5 seconds left. See if we can extend this to a six-point lead.
Utash whistled for that foul. And it's going to put Sean Schaefer to the line. Sean's got eight tonight. One of the things we called for before the game is getting Sean a little more involved offensively, and he's done just that. Free throw is up and good. So the old conventional three-point play puts the Crusaders back up by five. Hosang pulls up, long three-pointers off the mark, and got a good look. But goes off the mark. So after one half a play, it's the Crusaders 28, Lamar's 22. Big thanks once again to our second quarter sponsors. They were Lifeforms, along with Keller Williams real estate agent Tammy Bertrand, Tram Electric, Service Master of Siouxland, Rubber Docky, Queen of Peace Trinity Heights, Plymouth County Right to Life, Barkley Asphalt, and our friend Dr. Ryan Meese of CNOS. On your Security Bank scoreboard, Crusaders up by six at half, 28-22. We'll be back with your halftime show. You're listening to Bishop Heelan Basketball tonight on the home of Crusader Athletics, Catholic Radio 88.1 on your FM dial.
Hi, I'm Neil Pfeiffer, Knights of Columbus Insurance General Agent, serving Catholic families in the Omaha and Northeast Nebraska area by providing them life insurance, disability insurance, and long-term care insurance, as well as retirement and legacy planning. Contact us today at 1-800-379-0180 to find out how we can protect your family. 1-800-379-0180.
Sneaky's Chicken was founded back in 1975 by brothers Dave and Rick Ferris. When the two opened the restaurant in 1979, they made it their personal goal to provide a quality meal at a fair price. Over the last three decades, Sneaky's has served tens of thousands through its vast array of food services. While the times have changed, one thing will remain the same. That's our famous Sneaky's Chicken. So let Sneaky's treat you like a part of the family. You can call Sneaky's Chicken, 712-252-0522.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Crusader Halftime Show on 88.1 FM, KFHC, KOIA, Catholic Radio. Tonight, our halftime is brought to you by our premier sponsor, Dave Pepin Real Estate, along with Mollett Industrial Group, Bush Dry Cleaners, Paychex HR, New Crib Inspection, and Mr. Kevin Poss and Mr. Tim Salisbury with physical therapist specialists. On your Security National Bank halftime scoreboard, it reads Crusaders 28 and Lamar's 22. Real quickly, the scoring recap from the first half for Lamar's. As always, they show a tremendous amount of balance. They've got Hosang with 1 point, Keegan Castle with two, 5 points for Tate Murphy, 4 points for Duke Gallus, 4 points for Carter Baumgartner, and 4 points for Ethan Utesh. For the Crusaders, a pair of Crusaders with 9 points apiece, Quinn Olson and Sean Schaefer both with nine, 6 points for Matt Knoll, and 2 points for Bo Chamberlain and Kaysen Thomas. Crusaders led by four, 13-9 after one, and they've stretched that lead to six after two, outscoring the Bulldogs 15-13 in that second stanza. So as we know from the first game, Thomas, you can't rest your laurels on the halftime lead.
No, you can't. And I'm sure both coaches are going in there trying to figure out, okay, how can we get some more offense generated? Crusaders getting a lot of their offense driving to the hole. Sean Schaefer with 9 points, four field goals right at the bucket. Quinn Olson, 9 points, four field goals right at the bucket. Matt Knoll with 6 points, his are right at the bucket. We're not we're getting our scores at the basket. I don't think we shot a lot of threes, and so we're taking what the defense gives us. But again, just I think if we can create a little more tempo, a little more up and down, would be good for the Crusaders.
Unofficially 0 for 4 from the arc. And, yeah, as you said, not a lot of attempts. And really not a lot on the Bulldog side, as they've got Hosing and Murphy each with a three-pointer. But in the current game status that we see, it's pretty rare when you only have 2 3-pointers in the first half.
In this, again, the flow of this game, it seems very resembles what happened up at North High last week a little bit. Just kind of was I wasn't there, but I did watch it on online afterwards. And just the flow of the game seems very similar to what we saw at North High. And the Crusaders, really, I think we really need to create some separation to start that second or third quarter.
A reminder that we're back on the air on Friday when the Crusaders travel to Sergeant Bluff Luton. Pregame 5:15, girls will tip off at 5:30, and boys will follow at 7 o'clock. Then both teams head to Western Christian on Saturday afternoon. We will not have coverage of that ball game, so we will have coverage of the Friday games this week, but not on Saturday. Once again, that'll be a Sergeant Bluff doubleheader, always entertaining when you head down to Sergeant Bluff. Once again, you're listening to the Crusader Halftime Show, brought to you by Dave Pepin Real Estate, along with Mollett Industrial Group, Bush Dry Cleaners, Paychex HR, New Crib Inspection, and Kevin Poss and Tim Salisbury with Physical Therapist Specialists. If you just joined us, the girls suffered their first loss of the year in game number one. After leading 32-16 at half, they fell to the Bulldogs 50-46. The Crusaders fall to 12-1 on the season, while the Bulldogs improved to 12-3. That was two very good basketball teams going at it. And the Bulldogs got hot from the perimeter in that second half, and that was the difference as they win game number one. But in game two, it's the Crusaders with a six-point lead, 28-22. We're going to take it back to Abby at the studio to hear more from some of our great sponsors who graciously allow us to bring you Healing Athletics here on Catholic Radio. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of companies that overpromise, overcharge, and underdeliver?
Well, at SRAM Electric, we are.
We are committed to our customers' goals, exceeding their expectations, and doing so at a fair price.
We are easy to do business with, not overcomplicating the process, and providing exceptional work for you, our customers.
We are veteran-owned, family-owned, locally-owned.
We'll be here in Siouxland today.
And tomorrow.
We are Siouxland's electrical contracting partner.
We are SRAM Electric.
Please join Siouxland Catholic Radio, Holy Cross Parish, and Catholic United Financial for a free educational workshop, Creating a Giving Plan from Life to Legacy, Thursday, February 1st at 1:30 p.m. at Blessed Sacrament Church. Angie Jorgensen and Robert Huerman will share tools and methods that can turn modest assets into substantial gifts, providing support to Catholic parishes and charities. Learn how to structure a plan so your charitable intentions are protected and fulfilled to their greatest impact. You can call 1-800-441-9949 or email workshops@catholicunited.org.
You're listening to FM 88.1, KFHC, Ponca Sioux City, and KOIA, Storm Lake, Siouxland Catholic Radio.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And once again, welcome back to the O'Gorman Fieldhouse as both teams have come out of their halftime talks and taken the floor and taken their halftime warm-up shots. Tonight's halftime brought to you, as it always is, by Dave Pepin, along with Mallet Industrial Group, Bush Dry Cleaners, Paychex HR, New Crib Inspection, and Kevin Poss and Tim Salisbury with Physical Therapist Specialist. Crusaders with a six-point lead at half, 28-22, and I believe the Crusaders will have the ball to start our third quarter. And Tom, what do you look from the Crusaders here as we get going in the second half?
Well, I think the defense they've been playing a little bit more often lately has been like the half-court 1-3-1 trap. I think that would be a great change of pace for them to maybe create some offense from their defense. Use Matt Knowles' length and some of the length of the team, Quinn Olson, get out and trap corners. But I think we just got to come out with a lot more energy to start this the game and start this quarter. We always talk about the first 3 minutes being important. In a six-point game like this, if Lamar's gets the first run here, boy, then all of a sudden you've got a dogfight.
Absolutely. Again, a reminder, we're back on the air on Friday night as the Crusaders travel down to Sergeant Bluff for a MRAC doubleheader. Always tough to grab wins down at Sergeant Bluff. Girls will tip off at 5:30, boys to follow. We'll have Tom and I will have pregame at 5:15 from Sergeant Bluff, and then both teams travel to Western Christian, make the trip to Hull on Saturday. We will not have coverage. Those games are afternoon ball games. We will just have the coverage on Friday night. So big thanks, as always, to those of you tuning in to join us tonight. It's always a pleasure that you grace us with your time to listen to these ball games, and we certainly enjoy bringing them to you. As the Crusaders break huddle, they're going to come out with their initial starting lineup. It's on the floor, it'll be Schultz, Olsen, Schaefer, Knoll, and Chamberlain, and I would expect that we'll probably see the original starting lineup for Lamar's as well, which is Castle, Murphy, Gallus, Baumgartner, and Utesh. Lamar's Bulldogs and the Crusaders both have shown they're willing to go deep into their bench. Crusaders have shown they've played nine players, as has the Bulldogs. So it's always good to see a lot of guys getting a look.
Yeah, Crusaders will have the ball, and again, I'm sure they're going to go back inside, try to, you know, that's where we've been buttering the bread tonight.
Hosang will get the start for a little 1-1-2 matchup here.
Yeah, okay.
1-1-3 matchup.
Again, you know, halftime's all about adjustments, and I said a lot of coaches will wait until that halftime to make that adjustment so that the other team can't, again, make their own adjustments against it. So Lamar's comes out in zone.
Crusaders working around the perimeter. Bo Chamberlain, wide open threes, just a little bit short. The ball goes out of bounds off the Crusaders. Yeah. It'll be an empty possession for the Crusaders to start this second half. Tonight's third quarter brought to you by Folk Brothers and Central Bank of Sioux City and Storm Lake, along with Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Homes, McClintock Insurance, Modern Day Parish, and Lawler Fixtures. Crusaders up 6, 30 seconds into quarter number 3. Crusaders staying in that man-to-man defense. Oh, great little backdoor play.
The Bulldogs strike first. That's an old Dave Irwin play. Ran to perfection.
Tate Murphy getting the feed from Baumgartner. A little high-low back pick on the off the wing, and first blood there. That cuts the lead to 4. Crusaders go inside to Quinn Olsen on their possession, and Quinn's going to be fouled in the act. So he's going to get a couple free throws here. Let's see who they whistle that foul on. It's Utesh. That's Seathan's second foul, the 6'6" junior. And it's going to put Quinn Olsen to the line. Quinn's got 9 in the first half. Let's see if he can get into double figures. First free throw is off the mark. He's going to get one more on the night. He's 1-for-3 from the charity stripe. And Quinn's going to get a second one here with 7:06 to go in your third quarter. Again, we just had a hard time getting over the hump from the free throw line as he misses both of those free throws, and the rebound's corralled by Lamar. So another empty possession for the Crusaders. Castle kicks it up quickly for Lamar's. Now he pulls it back, sets the offense up. High post entry, and Quinn Olsen stepped in and got the steal, and a wise foul there by Tegan Castle.
Yeah, very wise foul. Quinn was going to go 90 yards like he did in football.
Would have been a breakaway dunk, I think, there. 28-24 here at Crusaders, a minute 8 seconds into quarter number 3.
The Bulldogs get back into that zone again.
Crusaders playing catch around the perimeter. It's Bo on the left wing, skips it right wing. Schaefer, fadeaway 3, is off the mark. Hussing with the rebound for Lamar's. And now here comes Lamar's. They've trailed by 6. They've got the first 2 points of the quarter to be down by 4. Crusaders staying in that man-to-man defense. As Tegan's going to set the offense up, kicks it right wing, Baumgartner. He's working one-on-one, goes deep in the lane, left-handed jumpers off the mark. Good defense by Chamberlain, good rebound there by Matt Knoll. Here comes the Crusaders, kick it up quickly. They take it inside to Bo, back outside Schaefer. Schaefer thought about it, now they're going to spin the ball left wing. They get it inside, nice foul there again, kind of a wise foul by Drew Gallus.
Yeah, but after a while, they're going to have to figure out how to quit fouling. That's three fouls here, 2 minutes in. Crusaders going to be shooting free throws here quickly. And that's three fouls on Gallus.
Yes, it is. Inbounds play. They try and lob it into Noel, but the ball's stolen away. Now Schultz slips in and gets it back, court steal.
That was a lazy pass by Lamars and paid off for the Crusaders.
Each team with a bucket here in the first 2.5 minutes of the third quarter. Lead stands at 6, 30-24 Crusaders. 5:38 to go here in the quarter. Nice offensive movement by the Bulldogs. They take it in deep, and it's rejected by Quinn Olson. A nice drive there by Tate Murphy, but Quinn says, not so fast, my friend. Yeah. Throws it right into the Lamars cheerleaders. Lamars with the inbound set here. 17 seconds left on the shot clock. 5:31 to go here on your game clock. Castle with the ball. They have trouble. It's going to be an over-the-back situation there as turnover Bulldogs.
Lamar's really struggling to take care of the ball right now.
Lead is 6, 30-24. Third quarter is brought to you tonight by Folk Brothers and Central Bank. They are your premier third quarter sponsors. Schultz with the ball. Lamar's is going to get out of that zone look and go back to their man-to-man here. They got Schaefer on the right wing, kicks it up high. Schultz spins it over to Bo, back to Schultz. They got Quinn Olson posted up down low, nothing going there. Cross court to Bo Chamberlain, nice catch to keep it from going into the section there. Now it's back to back to Noel. Noel, the nice drive and left-handed finish. Yeah. Matt Noel, well below his scoring average of the year, only has 8. But that puts the Crusaders back up by 8. At the other end, a quick jumper by Brown Miller.
And back to 6. And it's
every time the Crusaders get to that 8-point lead, then immediately they pull it in. It's got a coach's timeout here, so it'll be a 30-second. We're going to keep it right here. Missouri Valley Atlantic Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Homes, McClintock Insurance, Modern Day Parish, and Lawler Fixtures. Join Polk Brothers and Central Bank as your third quarter sponsors. Crusaders started the quarter up 28-22, and currently the score stands at 32-26 with 4:51 to go here in your third quarter. Timeout by Lamars. They've just got 2 timeouts left, so let's kind of keep an eye on that as we head down the stretch. Crusaders with all 5 left.
Again, the Crusaders right now got a chance. 3 team fouls on the Bulldogs. 6-point lead. I mean, it hasn't been a pretty game, but it's where we can really be effective is inside. The last few possessions have been really clogged up down there, though. We have to decide who's posting up and who's not. And as Pierce Conley has checked in for somebody. I'm just looking down there to see who's on the bench. Somebody must go out to training.
Somebody has disappeared.
Schultz. Brady Schultz.
Double high post. Quinn kicks it over to Noel, working against the Lamar's man-to-man defense. Nice movement on the offense. They get into Quinn. Quinn's operating on that left wing. They triple team. He goes up through the pressure, and he's going to get 2 free throws there. Look like pretty good defense, but they're going to whistle, I believe, Brown Miller with the foul. Cole Brown Miller is going to put Quinn back to the line. Quinn's 1-for-4 from the charity stripe tonight. Let's see if he can get some rhythm going there. Yeah. Crusaders up 6. You see anything there, Tom, with his free throw action?
Well, what I see is he's his legs, you know, it's just doesn't seem like he's bending and kind of using his legs. It's a lot of arms and when you're just using arms, it's hard to have a lot of good touch and a lot of good lift on it.
Quinn becomes the first player to hit double figures with that free throw. He's got 10, 33-26, and second free throw's off the mark. So Quinn's 2-for-6 from the free throw line. At the other end, a quick answer.
And a foul.
They kick it up to Murphy.
That was a great little free throw sideline break, wasn't it, Coach?
Absolutely. You got to love those.
Well, not if you're healing, but that was a textbook sideline break. Crusaders were not back, weren't ready. And a chance for a 3-point play.
Schaefer with the foul there. Lead sits at 5. As Tate Murphy knocks that free throw down.
And it's back to a four-point game.
On the night, Lamar's.
And Lamar's goes into their own little diamond press.
Crusaders break it. They've got numbers, three on one, and throw it away. And then got numbers going the other way as they hustle it up the floor quickly. It was Dreckman decides to back it off, kicks it to Carter Baumgartner. He nails the three. And suddenly the Crusaders' lead has been cut to one, 33-32. We're just under 4 minutes to go here in the quarter. Nice drive there by Matt. Is off the mark, and then he's going to go over the back trying to get the rebound. Just his first foul, fourth. Second team foul of the quarter, and now just like that, Lamar has got the ball and an opportunity to take the lead here. Checking into the ball game is Kaysen Thomas as well as Charlie Von Dreger. Checking out will be Pierce Connolly as well as Bo Chamberlain. Brown Miller with the ball working the point. He's guarded by Charlie. They're trying to post up. They're trying to post up down deep. They want Drew Gallus working there against Quinn. There's a drive and a wild shot there by Dreckman.
I don't think that was a shot they wanted. And that's just, again, Crusaders going inside again. Quinn Olson. Quinn spins and wins, and I'm glad he made that because.
Leads back to three. 35-32 here, 3 minutes and 10 seconds to go. On the other end is Brown Miller probing against Charlie. Charlie Von Dreger with good defense there. Now they kick it back up high. They're going to reset the offense with Baumgartner working against Sean Schaefer. They got an inside. Now they get it there where they want it. It's Gallus. Turns around and gets it down.
He's good at that move. He's got that little left shoulder, right-handed jump hook down.
Drew Gallus now with six. Leads back to one. Crusaders go right back into Quinn Olson. He sets him up, spins back to the right side, and
Quinn will go to the free throw line.
That's team foul number five. Let's see who they whistle that foul on. Looks like it's going to be whistled on Brown Miller. Will get that foul.
Quinn Olson at the line.
And Quinn goes to the line here. He's been a frequent flyer at the line. Unfortunately, more misses than makes there. So let's get him going here, Quinn. Yep. 35-34, 2:40 to go here. Quinn's first free throw is off the mark. He'll get one more.
And
we got a temporary power outage here on the scoreboard.
Well, that might be the best thing happened all night.
So we'll see here. I believe we'll probably get a little delay in the action as they try and figure things out. Try and reboot, and there we go.
We're
back in action. 2:40 to go here in your third quarter. Crusaders 35, Lamar's 34. Quinn Olson at the line with a free throw here. I believe the Crusaders have never trailed in this ballgame. Second free throw is off the mark as well.
And, again, Lamar's has a chance to take the lead. Down one here, 2:30 to go. And Quinn's trying to make his difference made inside and defensively, no doubt about it.
Castle with the ball, flips it back outside. Dreckman got cut off on his drive back to Castle.
10 seconds on the clock. And right now I'm not sure, outside of a post-up, Lamar's offensively what they that's a deep three.
It's off the mark there. Launching the three was Tate Murphy, grabbed by Noel. Noel brings it up, kicks it. Charlie Von Dreger, three good.
All right, Charlie, let's hit one. There you go, buddy. Big bucket. We needed a bucket like that.
That pushes the lead back, 38-34. At the other end, great defense by Sean Schaefer as Tate Murphy drove it hard to the hole, and Sean just stuck that chest out there and cut him off. Lamar sets up. Teagan with the ball, kicks it corner. Murphy again with the drive. Nice feed inside, and we're going to see a foul call.
That's an easy call.
Drew Gallus got the feed inside, and I believe we're going to see the second foul whistled on Matt Knoll.
Foul's number 23, Matt Knoll, his second team three.
He's going to put Gallus to the line to shoot a couple on the year. Drew is a 55% free throw shooter. He'll have a pair here. He's got six on the night. First free throw is off the mark. He'll get one more.
Chamberlain and Schultz checking back in for Olsen and Schaefer.
24, Boats Flip Crusaders. Dylan Sussman.
Wouldn't mind seeing him go back to Charlie here and see if we can get another
absolutely.
Three.
Run a set for him. Run something and reward him for the last one. And make or miss, that's always a good thing to do.
Drew Gallus now, second free throw is up and good. So one for two. That leads back to 38-35. It is hung around that somewhere between 3 points and 8 points pretty much the whole ball game here. Matt Knoll now picks his dribble up, gives it to Schultz. Schultz takes it right corner to Kaysen Thomas. They're backing off, Kaysen. Now back to Knoll. Looks like they got a little clear out for Matt. Crossover dribble, goes inside, gets contact, misses the left-handed layup, gets his ball back, misses that, gets it back again, and then he's fouled. As he's going to go down hard there. It's like he might have banged the pumpkin a little bit there. Good to see him get up right away. Nice effort there.
Absolutely.
Two offensive boards. Well,
again, when it's the Crusaders are we're definitely trying to beat him up inside, and it hasn't been pretty at times. Again, Knoll go to the line, shoot two. Minute nine left here in the third quarter.
Knoll's a 61% free throw shooter. As Coach Hahn has a little discussion with the officials over there. Matt knocks that first one down. He's got nine on the night, looking to become the second Crusader to hit double figures with a free throw here. 39-35, 109 to go here in your third quarter. Second free throw is up and good. Nice job, Matt. He's got 10. Here come the Bulldogs now. They trail by five, 40-35. 1 minute left here in quarter number three. There's a hand back on the offensive side to Baumgartner. They kick it inside to Utesh. Nice jump hook there.
Yep,
and Utesh is going to be hacked in the act by Bo Chamberlain, I believe.
Yeah. Let him get a little too deep. Again, both teams going to be in the bonus now the rest of the quarter.
Ethan Utesh to the line. He's got four on the night for the 6'5" junior. He's a 43% free throw shooter. He didn't look at this.
No.
He knocked that one down.
He looked like, yeah, I just do this for a living. That was pretty pure.
We didn't see much from Utesh the first time we rolled around through
no.
These guys. Second free throw is up and good as well. Both of them bottom of the net. 40-37. Lead is three. 15-second differential between the game clock and the shot clock. There's Charlie, right corner, boom.
Well, again, I think I'd keep feeding him. Let's get him another one.
As we're going to get a timeout by Matt Knoll, gives us one more chance to thank our third quarter sponsors, Folk Brothers and Central Bank, along with Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Homes, McClintock Insurance, Modern Day Parish, and Lawler Fixtures on your Security National Bank scoreboard. It's the Crusaders currently up 6, 43-37. They started the quarter up 6. So
yeah.
Status quo.
Even Steven.
How's the old New Hampshire primary going, Tom?
Yeah, I haven't
getting
heard.
Any feedback?
No, nobody's been texting me about that.
Okay.
And I haven't been really following any other basketball games either.
So basically full attention to this game.
Yes,
and selling raffle tickets.
It's selling raffle tickets and, yeah, and thinking about a late night dinner or snack. All right, see what the Bulldogs have in store for us coming out of this timeout.
4 second
Crusaders
differential.
Coming into a little 1-3-1 and, oh, Coach, I'm disappointed. You know why? Charlie just hit two threes. We took him out. You know that's
offense for defense.
You know that's one of my pet peeves.
I know it is. There's baseline now. He avoids the trap. They kick it back up to Tegan Castle up high. Spin it back over. It's Dreckman. You always want to keep an eye on the Dreckmans. Ball's hit in the corner. Stolen by Schaefer. Schaefer throws it to Quinn Olsen. 4 seconds. Quinn's going to take it in the lane. He's going to spin. Has the ball sticking away by Dreckman, and that's going to end the quarter. And it's right where we started the half as the Crusaders and the Lamar's Bulldogs go even in the third quarter. So after three, it is the Crusaders 43 Lamar 37. We'll take it back to the studio and hear from some of our great sponsors. When we come back, we've got the exciting finish to tonight's ball game. We'll be right back.
Fibercom utilizes state-of-the-art technology for all of its services. Our network is based on fiber optics technology in combination with the traditional copper facilities and licensed true non-line on-site wireless broadband. We intend to stay on the leading edge of telecommunications industry. You can visit or call our local office anytime between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Our technicians are always on call 24 hours a day. Fibercom is located at 1605 9th Street, Sioux City, Iowa. To find out more, call 712-224-2020.
When you need a physical therapist, you always have a choice where you go. And Physical Therapy Specialists wants to be your physical therapist. Your care is important to us, so we provide one-on-one care to get to the root of the problem and set you up on a program to stay healthy. We provide post-op PT. We treat pains, including back, neck, knee, hip, and shoulders. We are experts in balance, women's health, and work comp PT as well. We are conveniently located at 915 Pierce Street in Sioux City and 317 Dakota Dunes Boulevard in Dakota Dunes, South Dakota.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
As Lamar comes out of the with the ball to start the fourth quarter here, working shot clock down, 15 seconds left. They've tried to run the same play, the backdoor play they ran earlier, and the Crusaders were able to defend it. Now Matt Noel, the steal, kicks it over to Schaefer, and Schaefer gets the finish.
Nice
little
transition
break.
There.
That leads back to 8, 45-37. Sean Schaefer now with 11 on the night. And here's Lamar is now looking to answer up high. They kick it right wing. That's Tate Murphy with the ball. They go back up high to Gallus. Been trying to get Gallus inside. They go to Utash up high now. A lot of ball movement, a little five out, and balls. They tried to hit the backdoor cutter. That was Baumgartner. It was tipped out of bounds by Bo Chamberlain. Nice defense there. On the night from the free throw line, Lamar's is a perfect 7-for-7, while the Crusaders sit at 6-for-12. Something to certainly keep your eye on here as we head into the deeper parts of the fourth quarter. And once again, Chamberlain was getting his hands in the action, and rather than lose the ball, he takes a timeout.
All right, we'll take it. A little more energy to start this fourth quarter by the Crusaders.
A little 30-second timeout. We're going to keep it right here. Tonight's fourth quarter brought to you by St. Augustine Indian Mission and Prime Bank, as well as Jimmy John's Hospice of Siouxland, Holland Lawn Care, Her Health Women's Center, Greenville Pharmacy, and five-star awards and more. With 6:57 to go here in your ball game. On your Security National Bank scoreboard, the Crusaders lead by 8, and they'll have the ball when they come out of the timeout. Reminder, we're back on the air on Friday as the women and the men both travel to Sergeant Bluff to take on Sergeant Bluff Luton in another MRAC contest. And things are getting critical now. And, boy, that girls' loss tonight kind of throws the conference race up in the air a little bit.
It does. And, it's... That was a game. As Lamar's will come back out, and it looks like they're going to come out a little zone defense now. Crusaders, I imagine we're going to run a little lob play. There you go.
Brady Schultz with the ball. They lob it up there, and they get the dunk off of it. You are a true wizard, Thomas.
I don't know. Seen it before.
12 points for Matt Noel. The lead now is 10. That's the biggest lead for the Crusaders of the night. And you're right. The Crusaders have come out with a lot of defensive energy here to start the fourth quarter, as they've got their hands on quite a few passes there, as I believe we're going to see a blocking foul called on Brady Schultz. Brady had the chest in a good position, but made the reach. Can't lay both hands on. That's just the first team foul here in the fourth quarter. We're nearly 2 minutes into the fourth quarter, 6:17 to go here. Crusaders up 10 on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Common foul. So Lamar's will inbound under their own basket just to the right of the cylinder there. They're going to run a little 1-4 low set. They take it right inside to Drew Gallus. Drew spins, hands back to Utash, and Utash with a nice little finish there.
They ran that out-of-bounds play up at Lamar's. I really liked it, and it worked again.
Utash now with 8. Here come the Crusaders. Schaefer with the ball in the corner. Looks like Lamar's will scrap that zone look and going back to man-to-man. High post entry. A nice lob inside Noel. And Noel misses it, gets his own rebound, and puts it back in. Matt's going to end up with a lot of rebounds tonight. Yeah. Many of them were his own, but I'm pretty sure he's on that double-double watch. There's a nice drive by Lamar's, but they can't get it to finish, and it's Utesh again inside gets another finish.
Yeah. Again, this game very similar to the first game. Crusaders playing, again, their best quarter of the night tonight, just a little bit more energy, as I said.
Crusaders up 8, 49-41. It's Matt Noel with the ball up high, kicks it corner. Bo pump fakes, drives baseline, nothing going, gets cut off. Utesh, good defense, give it to Quinn, mid lane. Back to Schaefer. Schaefer's three is in and out, but Schultz had an easy putback, missed it, and then Bo Chamberlain got one. And we're going to see a foul whistled on Lamar's. That's going to be Ethan Utesh's third foul. Crusaders are going to have an inbounds opportunity here as Hosang's going to check back into the ball game for Lamar's, and checking out will be Drew Gallus. Crusaders here with a kind of a high box set. Quinn Olson on the inbound set. A little back pick. Now they rub Bo Chamberlain into the corner for the three. Quinn's off the mark, and the rebound's going to be controlled by Brown Miller. Here come Lamar's. They trail by eight. And the old sweep foul. They're just not going to let you do that.
No, they're not. And
as they should. I like when they stay consistent with that.
Yeah.
It's technically really not a foul. Like, most of the times they don't even catch any body part, but
we're
in inbounds just the other side of half court here at Crusaders. 4:52 to go in your ball game, lead by eight. Lamar's with the balls. Hosang looks to get it inbounds. Brown Miller corrals it, nearly stolen by Schultz. Now back to Hosang working against Quinn Olson. He's going to drive to the lane. He's an active kid. So he gets a baseline, maybe took an extra step, knocked the three down.
He doesn't play a whole lot because I think he doesn't value the ball as much, but, boy, he can really shoot it.
He's an energy bringer. 49-44, leads five. Ball goes into the high post now to Quinn. He squares up. He's going to go right at Hosang, and I think that was an acting job, but they're going to call the foul to Quinn Olson. And I think Matt, Coach Hahn's going to give his opinion of that.
Yeah, I think that's pretty. We see it called. We see it called all the time, but I think it was an act.
Somebody's going to yell at you either way you go there.
Exactly right.
Lead is 5, 4:14 to go here. Bulldogs just will not go away. The Crusaders have led by as many as 10 here in the second half. There's Hosang with another drive, and coming out of nowhere was Matt Noel to knock that back into the bleachers. So
this game's jazzing up a little bit, Coach.
Lamar's is going to inbound it from deep in their corner with 18 seconds left on the shot clock. We're halfway through quarter number four. 4:01 left here in your ball game. Crusaders up by 5. Brown Miller corrals it in the backcourt. Brady Schultz applying the pressure there, forcing Lamar's to eat some clock here. 8 seconds left on the play clock. Brown Miller, three. Good.
Wow.
Wow.
Things are getting interesting. 49-47.
Just a two-point lead.
Crusaders, two-point lead. Coach Hahn says, let's talk about this.
And there is going to be a timeout on the floor, and it's going to be a full timeout. We're going to take one with you with 3:39 to go in your ball game. It's Heelan 49, Lamar's 47. We'll be right back.
Since 1960, Meyer Brothers Funeral Homes have been helping Siouxland families through difficult times in their lives. They care about the needs and desires of the families they serve and treat them as if they were part of their own family. Their purpose is to serve you in a dignified and professional manner, while providing you with a choice of services and merchandise that is affordable. The staff at Meyer Brothers promises to continue to assist you in an open, fair, and honest manner while giving the best service possible. For more information, please contact Meyer Brothers at 712-255-0131.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. Our fourth quarter tonight brought to you by our premier sponsors, St. Augustine Indian Mission and Prime Bank, along with Jimmy John's, Hospice of Siouxland, Holland Lawn Care, Her Health Women's Center, Greenville Pharmacy, and five-star awards and more. A big thanks to them and all our great sponsors who underwrite Heelan Athletics here on Catholic Radio. And we got ourselves another doozy here as the Crusaders lead the Bulldogs 49-47, 3:39 left in your ballgame. Crusaders with the ball, and Tom, they could use a basket here.
They can use a basket. You know, Charlie Von Drager hit two big threes to finish up that third quarter as Heelan turns it over, and we haven't seen Charlie here in the fourth quarter. And Lamar steals the ball as an opportunity to take the lead or tie it up.
Once again, the three-pointers come in big for Lamar's here with a couple of them here in the fourth quarter. One of them came by this young man, Brown Miller, up high right. He's guarded by Schaefer. Goes off. Utesh's pick. He's going to drive into the lane. Kicks it back to Hoising. He puts a jumper up. It's off the mark. And nice rebound there by Matt Noel. Matt's going to bring it across midcourt, and he's going to be fouled by Hoising. That's going to be his first, and it's just going to be team foul number two. Crusaders with three team fouls here in the quarter. Lamar's with two, 3:01 to go, and again, that free throw shooting could come into play heavy here as the Crusaders now will inbound. Under 3 minutes left in your ballgame. Crusaders up two and the ball.
Again, if I'm Lamar's...
Quinn Olson, corner three. It's off the mark and rebound by Brown Miller as he's going to work it up court. Temporarily, Lamar's had numbers. They kick it over, and there's a steal
and a
foul. Schaefer gets the steal. I believe Drew Gallus is going to pick up his fourth foul.
Yeah, Gallus just didn't have his both eyes on the ball when he's trying to catch it and turn the ball over.
Both teams with a couple of sloppy turnovers here the last couple of minutes as Crusaders with that starting lineup on the floor, Schultz, Olson, Schaefer, Nolan, Chamberlain, as they're going to attack this Lamar's man-to-man defense here as Brown Miller is going to come up and take on Brady Schultz. High post entry to Quinn Olson. Quinn steps above the arc. Brady with the three. Good.
Big three. That's we haven't seen a Brady Schultz kind of sighting here offensively, and that's a big shot.
That's 5 points on the night for Brady. The Crusaders now fall back into that 1-3-1. They lead by five, 2:13 to go here. Hoising with the ball, left wing extended. Skips it across to Brown Miller. He hit a three not too long ago. He's going to be closely guarded. Now the kick at high post entry into Baumgartner. There's a three from the corner.
Wow. Big three, back-to-back big threes by a couple guys we haven't heard from in a while.
Tate Murphy with that three. He's got 13 now. The other end, Quinn takes it deep, and he's going to get fouled.
Well, this is where Quinn's got to step up and make these.
I believe that's going to be four on Ethan Utesh. And it's going to put Quinn at the line to shoot a couple. Quinn on the night, just 2 for 8 from the charity stripe. We could use a couple here. First one is off the mark. He's going to get one more. 52-50, 1:49 to go here. Keep your head up, young man. Yep. Knock this one down, Quinn.
Yep, big one. Let's get at least one of these.
Second free throw is up and good. Took his time a little better there. Lead is three.
Yeah. Well, Coach, we kind of figured this one might be similar to the girls' game, and the boys out here from both teams didn't disappoint.
Baumgartner high right with the ball. A couple dribbles there, hands back to Tate Murphy. Tate just hit that. Now Brown Miller with the drive and the and-one opportunity there is Bo Chamberlain's going to be whistled for the foul on the backdoor cut. Beautiful play there by Brown Miller as he gets the bucket. And he's going to get a free throw here to try and knot this thing up at 53-52 on the year. Brown Miller is a 57% free throw shooter, and it's off the mark, and a nice rebound there by Quinn Olson. So the Crusaders hold on to the lead. It's just one, 53-52, 90 seconds left in your ballgame. As Matt Noel brings it across, now Brady's going to set the offense up between the circles up high. They get it to Matt. Back to Quinn up high. Matt's got a clear out on the right side. Takes the lane, puts it up and in.
So that's nice. Just, and again, I think from a Lamar standpoint, they got to know where we're going. But the better player won that matchup.
You got to get some help there. 16 points at the other end. Hoising with the three. It's off the mark. Brady Schultz on there. Quinn kicks it up. We're going to see a blocking foul called on Hoising. It's going to be his. That's going to be a fifth team foul. And for Wanding, that's his just his second foul. But it's going to put Matt Knoll to the line to shoot a couple. Tell you what, we need Matt to come through here. 61% from the line. He's got 16 on the night. First free throw is good.
Yep. That's his free throw stroke has looked a lot better tonight.
17 points on the night for Matt Knoll. Second free throw is good as well. That's 18. A little bit below his average of 22.8, but those were two big free throws. That lead grows to five. We're under 1 minute left in your ball game. Here comes Lamar. They're going to have to operate with a little sense of urgency here. And setting up the offense up high is Baumgartner. Left-handed dribble. You got to take his left away. The hand back to Brown Miller. Nothing going there. Hoisank now. He's going to take it right to the hole. He gets around Quinn. Quinn gets the strip, and Bo gets the steal. And
timeout Crusaders.
Timeout Crusaders. That is a big defensive possession for the Crusaders with 34.6 seconds to go. It's the Crusaders 57, Lamar's 52. And now, Tom, you want to get it to your best free throw shooters and lock this thing away. Crusaders up five.
Well, exactly. And I'm sure that Lamar's is thinking if Quinn Olson gets the ball, we're going to foul him. I mean, I hate to say that out loud. But
good time for Quinn to take the ball out of bounds.
Absolutely. That's what you do with a guy in this situation is you have him be the inbounder, make the passes again.
And it brings, you know, it brings a breakaway pass, you know, a deep pass, you know, as a quarterback.
Correct.
Certainly capable of pulling that off. But it's been a, you know, it's kind of a gut check here. It's good to see the way the Crusaders respond.
Yeah.
There were 90 seconds left in this ball game. They led by one. And they've managed to come down and convert on a couple possessions.
Yeah, Lamar's had a chance to tie that up, miss a free throw, and the Crusaders came down and have answered the call.
Fourth quarter brought to you tonight by St. Augustine Indian Mission and Prime Bank, along with Jimmy John's Hospice of Siouxland, Holland Lawn Care, Her Health Women's Center, Greenville Pharmacy, and Five Star Awards and more. On your Security National Bank scoreboard, the Crusaders holding on to a 57-52 lead with 34.6 ticks left in the ball game.
And just as you mentioned, Quinn Olson will be our inbounder here.
And I like Matt Hahn runs some really nice inbound stuff. As they get it in to Sean Schaefer, Sean gets it up to Bo, back to Quinn. Kind of surprised they didn't foul him. Now Matt's got it. Matt breaks the pressure. And finally he's going to be fouled with 23.9 seconds to go.
Yeah, I think they missed an opportunity there. But, again, Matt needs to go up here. Two makes it a three-possession game.
Yeah, you certainly want to make sure you get one of these. First one's up, and that looked good. Nice stroke there. He's got a 9 in the quarter, 13 in the half. He's got 19 in the game there. Is checking into the ball game for Lamar's will be Susamil. Again, trying to get some three-point threats there. Second free throw is in and out.
So it's still a two-possession game.
20 seconds to go. Good defensive pressure by the Crusaders, eating a lot of clock. Now the drive inside, let them have that too. As that's Tate Murphy getting the bucket there to cut the lead to four with 11.5 seconds to go. But with a six-point lead, I think you're willing to give him the two there, Tom.
Yeah, I think so. That's you couldn't give an open three. I think a lot of times teams in that situation, they think three where, you know, under 15 seconds or more, you take the quick two if you can because it's just so hard to get an open three-pointer.
Murphy now with 15. And don't be surprised if you see the Crusaders with all five players out of bounds here. He ran a really neat set with that against Sioux City North last Friday when they were trying to seal the deal. 11.5 seconds to go, 11.5. Crusaders up four. Crusaders trying to notch their ninth win of the year against just four losses. And those four losses have been against quality teams. Norris is number one in Class B in Nebraska. Western Christian, I believe, is currently number two in 2A in Iowa.
Yep.
East High just cracked the ranks as number 10 in 5A. And then
Caledonia.
Caledonia, I believe, is number one in Minnesota in their class. If not, number
are they
one
really?
Is certainly fairly high up. And here's that bunch set. that he likes to run. He gets it to Matt Knoll. Matt's going to be fouled right away with 9.9 seconds to go. So Matt's going to go to the line to try and get a couple here. He's got 19 on the night to lead all scorers. 13 points tonight for Quinn Olson, and Sean Schaefer's got 11. So more of the balance you're looking for down the stretch. As first free throw's off the mark, take your time and get this next one.
And again, if you're Lamar's, this is a situation where make or miss, you might just say we're going coast to coast and see if we can score a layup in 4 seconds, 5 seconds.
Second free throw is good. That's 20 on the night for Matt. Here comes, they're going to throw the long three up and knock it home.
He hits it. Timeout. It ain't over yet.
Tate Murphy with the deep three from 27 feet, and that's 18 points on the night for Murph, and it's 59-57, 4.3 seconds to go. And I tell you what, you've got to be super careful with that inbounds pass and make sure that's completed and get yourself to the other side. Taking that timeout, did Lamar's? Yeah, that's it for Lamar's.
So. That's their last timeout, yes. Helan has one timeout left, which could be critical right now.
59-57, Helan, 4.3 seconds left in your ball game. Crusaders with the ball. In their own backcourt, they'll be able to run the baseline there off the big three by Tate Murphy. Nothing's easy.
No. And so, Lamar's, what kind of adjustments are they making right here on the inbound? Again, we saw the Crusaders turn the ball over up in North on an inbound like this, and North missed the layup, but...
Crusaders with one timeout left, and here's what you got to tell your inbounder. If you can't get it in rather than risk a, and they're going to run the everybody out of bounds on this one. And they like to lag behind somebody here.
Well, it's been Knoll the last few times, and I'm sure it's going to be him again.
Get it into Schultz. Valuable time clicks off, 2.3 seconds to go, and Brady Schultz is going to go to the line. Brady's a 75% free throw shooter. He'll have a pair. This is where that two-shot rule gives you a little bit of ease here.
Yeah.
One free throw will make it tough. Two free throws will put the game away as Brady Schultz goes to the line to shoot a pair. He's got five on the night. Hit a big three earlier in the fourth quarter.
And again, this is a make or miss as he misses that one. I don't know. We've seen some crazy stuff happen this winter.
Take your time now, Brady. You need this one here. Now if you get this one here, not a bad time to foul. Second free throw is up and good. So the Crusaders are up three. Lamar's inbounds it near midcourt. They throw a long three up. It's missed, and that's going to be it for the night. It wasn't easy, but the Crusaders are going to hold on and grab their ninth win of the year as they defeat a pesky Lamar's Bulldog team 60-57 here. So it's a split on the night. The girls fall in the opener, and the guys come back and grab that three-point win in the nightcap. Big thanks once again to all of you who tuned in tonight, and it's always a big thanks to all our great sponsors. When we come back, we'll have our post-game show and our final statistics on the night. Once again, the Crusaders grab the win, 60-57 over Lamar's Bulldogs. We'll be right back.
Barkley Asphalt of Sioux City provides for all of your asphalt and gravel needs. We supply top-quality products to both big and small businesses. With our team, you will always receive excellent customer service. To find out more about Barkley Asphalt, you can call 712-255-1848.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Crusader Basketball Post Game Show brought to you by our premier sponsor, Knights of Columbus agents Neil Pfeiffer, along with fellow Knights of Columbus agents Tim Daigle, Peter and Matt Sentions, Rob Waterhouse, and Jeremy Borchers. Our other post game sponsors are Matt Lawler with F&M Wealth Management, Culligan, and Chamberlain Tile. And wasn't easy, but the Crusaders hold on for a 60-57 win in the nightcap. In the earlier game, the girls went down to their first loss of the year, 50-46, but the guys sweep the season series with Lamar's 60-57. Thomas, was not an easy night.
No, it was a rough night of basketball for the Healing community. I mean, yes, we got the win in the boys' game, but it just wasn't a pretty night of basketball. But hey, sometimes you have these nights. We get to come back and see if we can do it better on Friday.
Absolutely. As here's real quickly your scoring recap for Lamar's, led in scoring by Tate Murphy, the junior, with 18 points. Ethan Utesh with 10. 7 points apiece for Gallus and Baumgartner and Brown Miller. 6 points for Hoisang and 2 points for Castle. 57 points for the Crusaders. They too had three players in double figures, led by Matt Knoll with 20. 13 points for Quinn Olson, 11 for Sean Schaefer, 6 points apiece for Brady Schultz and Charlie Von Dreiger, and 2 points apiece for Kason Thomas and Bo Chamberlain. 60-57, it's in the books as the Crusaders. This one was tight throughout. 13-9 after one. Crusaders led by six at half, 28-22. Led by six at the end of three, 47-37, and held off a Lamar's rally to win this one 60-57. Reminder, we're back on the air on Friday. Doubleheader action from Sergeant Bluff Luton. Girls tip off at 5:30, pregame at 5:15, and boys game will follow. Tom, final thoughts?
Well, again, I just think I know talking to Coach Hahn, he thought tomorrow's practice was going to be really important, and I think that there's some things we got to shore up with the boys or the Healing girls. Again, that's credit. Like I said, that might not be the worst loss for our girls,
right?
You know, so against a quality team like that, and but again, you get back on the court tomorrow, maybe get your first real good day of practice since the snowstorm, sometimes you just really need a good day of practice.
Absolutely. Once again, your post game is brought to you by our Knights of Columbus agents, Neil Pfeiffer, Tim Daigle, Peter and Matt Sengens, Rob Waterhouse, and Jeremy Borchers, along with Matt Lawler of F&M Wealth Management, Culligan and Chamberlain Tile. Again, your final in the boys game, 60-57. Crusaders move to 9-4 on the season. Lamar's Bulldogs fall to 4-10. So hard-fought win for the Crusaders in the second game of the night. Of course, the women went down to their first loss of the year, 50-46, in the opener. So that's a wrap from the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. A big thanks to Abby DeMars back at the studio. Of course, big thanks, as always, to Tom for joining in tonight. I'm Bob Gary. Thanks so much. Big thanks once again to all our great sponsors who underwrite Healing Athletics here on Catholic Radio, and, of course, to Catholic Radio itself for giving up prime listening time so that we can bring you Healing Athletics here on the home of Healing Sports, 88.1 on your FM dial. If you get a chance, please support all these great sponsors, as well as adding your support to Catholic Radio, either through your through listening to their great programming or through your financial contributions. Again, they survive and live by the generosity of those who take advantage of the great programming. So please take advantage of that if you can. So once again, have a great week. We'll be back on the air on Friday evening. Until then, God bless, take care, and enjoy the Iowa winter. It's once again from the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. The girls lose 50-46. The boys come back and win 60-57. Good night, everyone.
Siouxland's professional arena football team, the Sioux City Bandits, are gearing up for the 2024 season in the National Arena League.